行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得。以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：嘎帝嘎帝帕拉嘎帝帕拉桑嘎帝波帝梭哈。接着呢，我们要念诵功德本颂，就是去年已经发过的功德本颂。哎，如果大家没有中文的法本，你可以念英文的法本。英文的法本在这个红色的招募课诵里面第137页。英文法本它的英文名就叫做 The Foundation of All Good Qualities。 Okay, 我们是以中文念诵的。好，功德本颂：唯愿加持令我先善见，于诸功德之本恩惠主，如理依止，是乃道之根，然后精进恭敬成依止。唯愿加持令我先体悟，一次所得此善有暇深，难得有益，然后不间断，昼夜升起取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念此，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸果，事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认清，世间圆满住过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱乐。唯愿加持令我善巧用，由彼清净心令所引发，正念正知极大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察，诸母有情同我落有海，然后暗习殊胜菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅发心却于三种见，不屈修持不能除菩提，然后精进勤学佛子律。唯愿加持令我心流中，熄灭于诸妄境之钓具，并且如理四察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道。唯愿加持令我于共道修成法器，随令顺利入诸圣中最殊胜金刚身，彼具善缘众生正精度。彼时加持令我真确知，所谓清净誓言及律仪，乃是成就二系地之本，宁可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达，续补精要及二次第心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是，开示贤圣道之善知识，如理修习道侣皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息。唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后，迅速证得金刚持果位。
Okay, so we do short meditation as usual. So just try to breathe in, out, like that, and focus your mind on the breath for a few minutes.
现在呢，我们先做一个简短的共修。我们先观我们的呼吸，把我们的心念呢圆注于我们的呼吸，然后我们这样的观想几分钟。
Okay, yes, I mentioned before also that meditation posture, the seven Parijana posture. So try to sit that possible.
和上次呢上师开示过的一样，我们在做的时候呢，我们可以遵照毗卢遮那佛的七支做法。
So then, next one. So, in front of oneself, visualize Buddha Shakyamuni sitting on lotus, mundis, and throne like that. So, on top throne, there's lotus, on top the lotus, mundis, on top the Buddha Shakyamuni, okay?
现在呢，我们要观想在前方的虚空有一个狮子宝座，宝座上呢有莲花座，莲花座上面呢有个月轮，月轮上面呢就出现了本师释迦牟尼佛。
So when you visualize, then visualize lively, like Buddha Shakyamuni, real lively, made of light. You know, not like painting statue, but lively.So just in front of you, try to visualize that.
像我们观想的本师释迦牟尼佛呢，他就好像是真的一样，真的一样。可是呢，他的身体呢是由光啊光芒的身体光所展现的身体，观想的越清晰越好。
So then, next we recite the mantra Buddha Shakyamuni seven times. So while reciting, so we visualize the light rays or nectar come from Buddha Shakyamuni into oneself and purified all our negative karma, delusion, affliction, all the negative emotion are totally purified. So if you like that, then we chant.
在观想的时候呢，我们可以观想本师释，我们可以念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒。在念心咒的时候，你要观想的本师的身体啊，这光芒的身体，相好庄严的身体，放射出大光芒，还有降下甘露。这光芒和甘露呢，就进入了我们的身体，然后净化了我们所有的业障啊，我们所从无始以来所积累的无明啊，我们所有的啊不好的情绪啊等等啊，全部都完全净化。好，来，我们一起来念诵，大家还记得他的咒语吗？啊，七次。Te Ata Om Muni Muni Maha Munaye Soha Te Ata Om Muni Muni Maha Munaye Soha Te Ata
So here Buddha said in the sutra like you are giving charity to all sentient beings. You know, what kind of charity? The the best divine food or clothes of the goddess. You know, how many? Like number of Ganges sand grain. Yeah. So how long? That is a eon of time. You know? You make this charity to all sentient beings. So it creates so much merit, you know.
就在显教的经典里面有所讲的，所以布施，讲到布施，这样布施呢给所有的众生，这样布施什么呢？什么是什么样的布施呢？他打个比喻，比如说你布施衣服布施衣服啊用具等等像天女般的布施出来给所有的众生，怎么样的人数的众生呢？好像恒河沙数的众生，就是恒河里面所有的每一粒沙子的数量的众生，而且不只布施一次，而且布施是呢长劫累月。这个劫呢是一个时间的观念，劫是怎么说的呢？就是你拿一块布去打这个喜马拉雅山，100年打一次，用你的那个棉布打一次，打到喜马拉雅山不见掉了，就是一劫。所以你的长劫很长很长的时间呢，这个很长时间去做这样的大供养，这样的布施，这布施比如说衣服用具等等啊，这样你长劫做这样的布施的话呢，你所积累的功德呢是很广很大的。
Yeah, so so you can imagine like that, and how much merit you accumulate if you do that kind of charity, you know, so that number, that time, you know, that much charity to sentient beings create so much merit. So here, so then here to compare. So now compare here now, if you hear just the name of the Buddha, just hearing the name of the Buddha, or just seeing the Buddha's image, whether it's painting, statue, you know, whatever, just seeing, just hearing the name of Buddha will create much more merit than the earlier one, you know.
所以刚才我们讲的供养呢，就是布施啊，布施如恒河沙数的众生啊，这样的供养，比如说这衣服而已啊，供养长劫的话，这样的功德呢是好像天一般广大的，是如天一般广大，不可以衡量，不可以思议的。所以这样的广大的功德呢，当然是很了不起的，对吗？可是呢，我们来做一个比较，如果呢我们能够听闻一尊佛的佛名，他的弘名的话，或者呢我们是可以见到佛的形象，比如说我看到佛的塑像啊，或者佛的图画等等，就听闻佛的名字而已，或者见到佛的形象，我们在那一刻所积累的功德呢，比刚才所讲的布施啊，大布施的功德更大。
Okay, so so then even more, you know, if you see the Buddha's image or hearing Buddha's name, just hearing that or just seeing Buddha's image or hearing the name, then you, with the devotion, you put your palm together. You know, just putting two palms together and respect. or you praise, recite the praise of the Buddha, even one verses, then become much more married than the earlier one. Yeah.
这样的只是见佛形象和听佛，听到佛的洪名啊，这功德就已经很大了，对吗？有没有更大的功德呢？有。如果呢，我们很能够很虔诚的见到这些佛，能发虔诚的心，然后我们能够双手合十顶礼的话呢，哎，这样的功德更大。或者甚至呢，我们是可以向佛祈请，念佛的祈请文的话，念佛的经文的话，像这样的行为呢，所积累的功德呢，它就更加广大。
Okay, so then, so on top of that.So put your palm together, praise Buddha Shakyamuni. On top of that, even you can make offering, you know. You're able to make even a small offering to Buddha. So become much more merit than earlier one. Yeah.
有没有更大的功德？有没有更好的方法积累更大的功德？有。如果呢，你除了双手合十向佛祈请、念佛的祈祷文之外呢，你能够做一点点供养，就算一个很微小的供养、微不足道的供养呢，你所积累的功德就更大了。
So here, so therefore, whenever you see, you know, Buddha's, whenever you hear Buddha's name, or whenever you see Buddha's image.You know, we create so much merit. So not only that, on top of that, you're able to have paid devotion and doing prostration, making offering, and praising to Buddha Shakyamuni like that. You know, with your paid devotion, then we create so much merit, you know. So that means we're so fortunate, you know, to understand this and able to do this, even simple practice, you know.
所以呢，如果我们见到佛的形象，我们听到佛的洪名的话，我们就已经积累很大的功德。再加上我们能够以虔诚的心呢，双手合十做顶礼的话，甚至于供养佛、赞叹佛哦，赞叹佛，这样子的话呢，我们所积累的功德呢就很大很大了。所以呢，我们就是可以说是一个非常幸运的人，因为呢，我们在这一生能够积累这样的福德啊。所以呢，我们可以看到，其实我们只需要做在生活上做一个很简单的修行，这样的方法，很简单的方法去修行的话，我们就可以积累很大的功德。
So.One way we have so much opportunity, you know, in our life, we have so much opportunity to create the merit, you know. If we know all this technique, you know, then we are able to create so much merit, you know.
所以呢，在我们的日常生活中啊，其实我们可以看到，我们有很多很多的机会。啊，这佛教中我讲的，我们有很多很多的圆满，好、哦，让我们呢通过这各种各样的方法，这样简单的方法，让我们呢积累很大的福报。
So, So like that, so therefore, so, you know, try to, you know, just as we do, you know, like reciting Buddha's name, you know, then thinking the Buddha in the mind, you know, just by itself, you know, we create so much merit, you know, must understand that. You know, that therefore, then everyday life, even 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, you know, try to sit down, you know, try to visualize Buddha, recite his mantra, you know, do short meditation, you know, 5-10 minutes. So this so much benefit, you know, creating merit. So,
所以呢，我们可以在我们的日常生活中呢，尽力去修持。比如说，我们只需要念佛的洪名啊、在念洪名的时候呢，我们可以观想那尊佛的形象。啊，就一边观想他们形象，一边念他的洪名，好像刚才我们做的那个简短的共修的方法。如果这样做的话，能够这样做持之以恒的话，啊，每天都这样做，我们就可以积累很大很大的功德。这点呢，是我们可以明白的。所以呢，每天我们只需要花几分钟的时间，啊，我们坐下来，让心静下来，然后呢，观想佛的形象，然后念佛的洪名或者念佛的咒语、心咒等等。这样大概5分钟、10分钟，并不是很长的时间了，只需要每天这样做，我们就可以每天呢都积累很大的福德。
Yeah, so like that. Then on top of that, of course, you're able to take refuge, you know, by visualizing Buddha Shakyamuni, you'll be able to take refuge, develop it, you know. By that, then of course, it's so much benefit, you know, you will have, you know.Refuge, you know, in the Buddha. Then you develop it like that. So then we are safe in the next life, you know, have good rebirth like that. So it's extremely important, you know, to meditate and have good refuge in the mind.
如果我每天能够这样如是的、如理的去修行的话，比如说观想啊，在虚空中啊出现本师释迦牟尼佛的形象，然后呢，我们很虔诚的、发展很虔诚的、很有信心的去念诵佛的洪名的话呢，我们会得到很多很多的利益。这样，我们发诚心。皈依本师释迦牟尼佛，皈依佛的话呢，这样呢，我们就可以依靠这样的修行呢，我们就可以保证哈，我们的来生、未来生，我们能够投生到善道去。
Okay, so like that, so it's extremely important to meditate, you know, by visualizing Buddha Shakyamuni, taking refuge, you know that, like seven practice basis on visualization, you do seven practice.Like that, so it's really, really meaningful, you know. So shouldn't miss that, you know. It's one day, even one day, shouldn't miss that, you know. Try to do that.
所以呢，上师讲的这一点呢是非常非常重要的，在修行里面是非常重要的。它虽然非常的简单，我们只需要这样的坐下来观想，如果观想本师释迦牟尼佛，然后呢，我们就发心哦，发心去皈依佛、念佛的洪名的话，虽然是非常简单的一个修行，可是呢，它的意义却非常的重大。好，因为非常简单，所以呢，意义多，然后利益也多，所以呢，我们其实不应该错过。所以呢，我们每一天呢都应该哦这样的去做这样的观修啊。若错过了，就太可惜了。
So like that. So also, I think I mentioned before. Also like that. You know, then meditating Buddha Shakyamuni like that. Then whenever we have difficult time, if we have good meditation, then whenever we have difficult time, immediately you recall.You know, in your mind, recall the Buddha in your mind. Immediately remember the Buddha when you have a difficult time. You know?
就是以前开示过的以前哦，就上师每次都常常讲过的，以前讲过的。如果呢，我们能够这样的每天的如理的去修行啊、观想啊、佛啊，在我们前面哦做皈依的话，如果我们真的是修得很好，修到。修到有一定的程度的话呢，这 当我们在日常生活中遇到困难的时候，我们就会马上意念起佛。
So, especially when the time of the death, you know, so if we used to meditate like that, so especially time of the death, you know, then you are able to think, you know, immediately you will think the Buddha in your mind, you know, take refuge, you know, then full conviction paid on Buddha, you know, like that, it will come like that, time of the death, then, you know, no fears, you know, then you die with the peaceful, you know, like that, so even part of the time, Buddha will guide us. In this way, we have better rebirth, you know, we don't fall to the Lord and like that.
所以呢，如果我们每天都能够这样的去串习啊，不断的去串习的话，这样的特别是啊，当有我们遇到很大很大的困难的时候，比如说当死亡来临的时候，死亡发生的时候呢，发生在我们身上的时候，因为我们每天都时常这样修，所以呢，当死亡发生的时候，我们就自然而然的第一个念头，我们就会意念起佛。在一念佛的时候呢，我们就会升起这皈依佛的信心，这样我们就会升起完完全全百分之百的信心呢，去皈依这个佛。在皈依这个佛的时候呢，我们就心无恐惧，就没有恐惧了。你有恐惧的话，你就不会有颠倒。刚才我们心经念过的，所以呢，在那个当下的那一刻呢，你就得到佛的接引，你就可以说啊，你的未来生，你可以保证，你就可以投生到啊善道去了。
So here's the most important for us, you know, having this bound human rebirth. So we must do something in this life. At least, you know, next life we don't.Make sure we don't fall down to the lower realm. You know, this is the most important.
所以这一生呢，我们得到了这个人生，这个人生呢是暇满的人生，它是非常非常珍贵的。所以呢，我们要最记得很重要点就是呢，我们要保证哦，好好的利用这暇满的人生，这样我们的来生呢才不会坠落到三恶道去。
So you can imagine, you know, having this opportunity now, you know, then we don't create merit, only engage negative karma, then we die suddenly, then fall to the lower realm. Then you can imagine what will happen, how much suffer, you know, not short time, long period of time, you know, then almost impossible to come back, have this opportunity again.Almost impossible, you know, when you think about that, you know, almost impossible to come back, having this human rebirth. So while having this human rebirth, so must make sure we create merit, and reduce the negative karma, you know, much as possible.
所以呢，我们可以不妨去想象一下了。去想象一下，就是我们所得这个难人生呢，为什么讲人生难得？因为我们所得到的这个机会，人生带给的机会呢，是非常非常大，非常非常多的。所以如果我们没有好好利用的话，我们要是造了一些恶业的话，我们可以想象造了恶业，它的结果是怎么样？因为呢，恶有恶报，所以他得到恶的果报，就是说来生我们会坠入这个三恶道去。这样在三恶道里面呢，叫做既然叫恶道，就是说它我们会感受到很大很大的痛苦，而且呢不只是短时间的，是一年两年或几个月短短这样痛苦，而是长劫，是往劫来算的，长劫累月那种痛苦。所以呢，那长劫长时间你会感受到很大很大的痛苦，所以呢，那到时候呢，你再想要翻身了，翻身回到这个善道的话，已经是回头太难，回头无路了。 所以呢，要再回到这个三善道的话，你在恶道你是不能制造这善业的，所以它就很难很难再跳出来。所以如果我们能够这样的去思维，这样去分析的话呢，我们就知道一旦坠入了这个三恶道呢，要重新再得到这个人生的话，不是千难万难，而是千千万万难。
So also that's what you call advice from Kadampa Master, the saying of that, you know, whether tomorrow or the next life, which comes first, we never know. You know, which comes first, next life, and the tomorrow, which comes first, we never know. So therefore, if you are wise, then must work for happiness of the next life.
所以呢，葛当派的祖师啊，就有这句的名言：明日或者是下一生哪一个先到呢？我们不知道，谁也不敢保证。所以呢，我们活着的这一刻呢，最重要的就是要为来生的快乐修行。
So here, so as I mentioned, so try much as possible, even short meditation.Try not to miss, you know, in daily life. So that in this way, you know, even if you make small offering to Buddha, you know, like that, then you create so much merit, you know, keep in mind and try to do that as much as possible.
所以这里呢，我们就讲过了，所以无论是任何的修行啊，就算是我们做过的那种短短的那种短短的观修啊，我们都要每天不间断的去修行。但如果能做到的话，都时时刻刻都在修的更好了。当然我们也可以供养佛，就算是小小的供养呢，我们都去做的话呢，我们就可以积累广大的功德福报。
Okay, so last lesson we talk about the karma. You know, so here, so the 10 non-virtuous action, we talked about that last class. So, no, not to engage in those 10 non-virtuous action as much as possible. You know, if we engage any of these 10 non-virtuous action, then we create the cause of the suffering. You know, we create the cause of the suffering. So we should not engage as much as possible, you know, these 10 non-virtues.
所以上一堂课呢，我们讲到的这个业果的道理，我们在业果功德本颂的业果的记诵里面，就讲了这十不善业，或者叫十恶业。如果我们没有去造作这个十不善业的话呢，我们就不会感受到任何痛苦的果报。可是呢，要是我们造作了任何的一种十不善业的话，我们就造下了将来感受苦的果报的因。
So therefore, some must understand how you create the karma. For example, the killing karma, how you create.You know, must fully understand how we create the karma, you know.
所以呢，我们要完全完完全明白这个恶业呢是怎么样造作的，这个恶业呢是怎么样成为一个完整的业的。
Okay. So like that. So I mean the study of the karma is to know well of the karma. If you know that, then you are able to abandon that.Correctly, not that.
所以，当我们在修，在这个读这个业果的道理的时候呢，如果我们真的能够完全明白这个业果的如何产生、如何造作的道理的，我们就会避免去造作这些恶业。
So, So for example, I think like killing, you know, any living being, you know, any living being, you know, so desire to kill any living being, you know, then you put action to kill that, you know, whether you do yourself or you ask someone to do it, you know, due to that action is this other sentient beings who die, you know, immediately or after 10 years, 20 years, whenever. Because of our action, the sentient being dead, then you create the, you know, karma, you create the, what you call, the completion of the karma is done, you know.
所以呢，我们去读这个业果的道理的时候呢，比如说我们造作的其中一个恶业，我们讲杀业，以杀业作为例子。这杀业一例子呢，它的对象啊，就有一个被杀的对象。这个被杀的对象呢，是任何有情生命，任何一个有情生命。这样呢，你有这种意念，那意念你要去杀害啊，这个有情生命就杀害着对方，然后呢，你也付诸行动。你付诸行动呢，可以是自己亲手去杀这个有情生命，或者你唆使叫他人去杀害啊这个有情生命。啊，它的结果是什么呢？啊，结果呢，这个就有情生命死掉了。可是马上死掉了十分钟啊，或者是总之就过后了十分钟、五十分钟等等，过后死掉了，而你还活着。如果这四样东西啊都完整了啊，你的整个杀业呢就啊是一个非常完整的杀业了。
Okay, but it's not necessary. You have to know the sentient being dead or not necessary. You have to know that, you know, because of your action, or you ask somebody to do it, because of that, the sentient being is dead. Then killing karma is completed. You know, you don't have to know whether sentient being is dead or not. You know.
啊，当然在这里呢，上师特别强调，如果你是叫别人去杀的话呢，这样那个友情死了，可是你也不知道。就你还不知道了，你不知道。可是呢，因为你叫他杀，这个友情真的死掉了。虽然你不知道他死了没有，可是呢，这个整个杀业呢就已经完整了。
So like that. So one way here, so you have to understand, you know, killing karma, one way is what you call accumulate killing karma is one way is very easy. You know, once you are very angry, you know, and or like that, then you just have a strong desire, you know, to kill the sentient beings, you know, with strong anger, desire to kill, having strong killing of desire, you know, desire, what called desire to kill that. So that time, karma is created, you know.
所以呢，在杀业呢，我们积累的那个恶报呢，由杀业所造作积累恶报，其实是非常非常容易的。怎么说呢？当我们非常非常生气的时候呢，我们就会产生这强烈的杀害他人这个念头，我们就有了这个意图要去杀害其他的有情生命。在那时候呢，我们的杀业呢，其实已经形成了。
So like that. So anyway, that's what you want to say. So like that. So here's in the Asalamrim, you know, so karma is created, karma is done, like that. So when you have this strong desire to kill, then on top of that, you put action. Then the other sentient being is dead. So that happened, then karma is done, karma is accumulated, you know. But only you haven't done the action, just thinking in the mind. So that is, you create the karma, but you have not done the karma like that. So,
所以呢，在这里我们讲到呢，沙业，沙业是怎么形成的？当我们有这个强烈的意图的那种杀他心呢，然后我们把它付诸行动的话，这友情呢因此而死亡。这样这个沙业呢，就已经整个沙业就已经完完全全的完成了。可是当你只是在脑海里面呢，在你心里面想啊，我要杀死他，其实呢，这个沙业啊。是形成，可是还没有完成。
So here, so you know, so once you create karma, the negative karma, then definitely the result you have to experience is suffering. You know.
所以呢，当你的这个业恶业呢已经造作完整。整个业已经完整过后呢，你可以肯定呢，将来呢，你一定会得到这个痛苦的果报。
So also that also one of the karma, okay, what go? No. Also one killing karma you created, you know, then you don't purify it, you just live like that. It will karma is spent, you know, become multiply.You know, become very strong like that. You know, very beginning you create a small killing karma, but day by day, you know, the killing karma will be multiplied, you know, so that means become stronger, you know.
如果我们只是造作了一个杀业的话，这样我们想，哦，不管他了，让他去，这样我们没有去净化这个业障的话呢，这个业障呢，它会像种子一样哦，它随着时间呢，一天一天，一个月一个月，日日月月，不断的慢慢增长，增长，增长，到最后呢，这个业呢变成很强很大。
So like that. So here, so the karma, you know, you don't purify, like killing karma, it will multiply, then you'll go continually, even the eon of time, you know.You have different life, you have time. The karma, you have created killing karma, you won't just disappear. You know? Sooner or later, even after eon, you know, the killing karma you created eon ago, it will experience. You know?
像这个业呢，如果你造作了之后呢，你不去净化的话，比如说你造作一个杀业，你不去净化的话，它就会日日月月不断的增长。这样你可能讲，哦，这一生过去了，你没有感受到，哦，下一生你也没感受到。可是呢，这个业呢，它还是会长结在那边的，还是会在那边不断不断的增长。你如果什么东西都不做的话，它是不会自己自动消失的。所以呢，它就随着时间的增长，等到时机成熟了，就长劫就算是一万劫，一万万万劫，它时机成熟了，它的果报呢就会出现了，这样你就会感受到那个杀业的果报了。
So also it says, you know, you kill one sentient beings, you know. Then it says, I think Nagarjuna says one of his texts, you will kill one sentient beings, then these sentient beings will kill oneself, you know, I think 500 years, you know, the sentient being will kill you back like that.
这个龙树尊者呢有在说过，如果呢我们只是杀害一个有情众生呢，你不要想象哦，那业报呢只是哦，你将来被人家杀死杀掉这样简单，你会被杀掉500次，他只是跟你打一个比方了，就说他其实是你杀一次，其实你的果报你要偿还可能是500倍或更多。
So then of course, in the Lamrim, you know, you create one killing karma. There are 4 different results we have to experience. the ripening result, the killing karma, the ripening result, you take rebirth in the lower realm,
所以呢，在菩提道次第里面也有说过，也有讲过呢。如果你造作了一个杀业呢，你将来会感受到各种各样的果报，就一系列的果报。比如说你的易熟果，易熟果的就是说在下一生它会成熟。在下一生它会成熟的果报就是什么呢？你会坠落到三恶道去。
So like that, then the another just.That killing karma, also you have to, what called the experiencing the result similar to the cause. So that means, because you shorten some sentient beings' life, kill, make their life shorten. So when you take rebirth, you will have same kind of experiencing. You can't live long.Your life becomes shorter.
除了这个易熟果呢，你还会感受到等流果。那等流果是什么呢？就是在你的未来生中，你会感受到的果报呢，就是和你的杀业的因呢是相似的。所以这样相似的和因相似的果报呢，我们就叫做等流果。怎么说呢？比如说你在那一生当中。在未来生当中呢，你就会感受到等流的有感受等流果，还有造作等流果。
So, there's another is what creating the result similar to the cause,
这样呢，你也会有这个造作等流果，就是说你会造同样的东西，也会有同样的，怎么讲呢？同样的行为，在未来生会有同样的行为。
So that means in next life, whenever take different rebirth, because of killing karma, when you next take another rebirth, after that, immediately, you have this kind of wish and thought arise, want to kill, want to harm, immediately arise in your mind.
所以这个等流果呢，就刚才讲的，它其实有两种，一种是感受等流，一种是造作等流。感受等流呢，等流呢就表示是什么呢？就是在你的未来生投生当中，因为你造作了杀生，过去造了杀生，所以那一生呢，你的寿命会比较短暂一点。然后呢，因为你已经使别人的寿命短暂，但有一种等流果呢，是叫做造作等流，就是你在你的未来生当中呢，你投生之后呢，你有这种就马上有这种很自然的倾向，喜欢去杀害别的生命。
So here, you create one karma, like killing karma, When you think about the karma, I'm just giving one example, just killing karma. It will multiply. Even eon of time ago, you have to experience that. What kind of suffering you have to experience, So as mentioned, that taking lower rebirth, that experiencing the short life, then also like immediately you have this kind of wish, to harm or kill.Just arises, from your mind like that. So then again you engage in the same kind of killing, harming like that. Then more is go like deeper and deeper like that, Then we suffer much more, like that. So you think like, logically you think like that, almost impossible, You create one killing karma, then almost impossible to free from the suffering oneself.
所以刚才我们讲的就是我们只是造作一个杀业，结果呢，因为这个杀业没有进化，所以它随着时间呢长劫累月不断的增长，所以我们感受到的苦报呢是很深很重的。所以呢，我们造了这个杀业之后呢，我们的易熟果呢就是我们投生到三恶道去。 这三恶道呢，就感受到很大的痛苦的果报。不只是这样啊，将来如果能够从这个恶道上来的话，上来投生到人道，如果有这样的机会的话，我们同样的也会感受到等流果报。怎么样的等流果报呢？因为过去生成造作杀业，所以呢，我们这一生呢，我们的寿命会非常的短。不只是寿命非常短，我们呢有这样的倾向哦，有这样的倾向，就是说生出来之后呢，我们很自然而然就会有去杀害其他众生的这种意愿啊。所以呢，因为有这样的倾向，所以我们很容易再去造作杀业，所以它就形成了一个恶性的循环，所以把我们往三恶道又再推下去。所以如果我们根据这样的逻辑思维去分析的话，我们呢要从这个恶道中或轮回中解脱出来呢就非常非常困难了。
So like that also is mentioned, you know, the environmental result, you know, of the killing, you know, you kill one, create one killing karma, that environmental result, you know, then, what call the place,You know, you take that kind of place where it's difficult to get, not food like that, even medicine, all this difficult to find. Even you find food, medicine, it's not effective, you know, like that. No, even the food, even you take, there's no nutritious like that. You know, even you take medicine, it's not effective. So that kind of first place difficult to get, even you find, not effective.So like that. So this that kind of place you take rebirth like that. So the environmental result. Yeah.
所以呢，一个沙叶它可以成就啊四种不同的果报，就是根据菩提道次第，一个是艺术果，就将来你投生到三恶道去；另外两种是等流果，就领受等流和造作等流；另外一种果报的第四种果报就是增上果。增上果指的是什么呢？就是将来就算你从恶道解脱出来了，你回到人道。人道的话，这个增上果呢，你就指你的环境因素，你所投生的这个。环境啊，因为你过去是曾造作杀业，所以你生长的这个环境呢，其实很不利于你的生存，你很难活下去或得到长命。为什么呢？你生长的地方呢，投生的地方可能没有食物，或者是没有药物。就算呢，你找到这食物或找到药物的话，这个食物呢，没有多大的营养，吃了你可能是干巴巴的或者什么，所以它营养不高。或者你找到你生病找到药物的话，那药物呢也没有多大的效用。
So I'm just giving one example like that. You know, same thing. You know, killing any kind of another stealing the ten ambitious. You know.Whatever you engage, you know, I mean, the result is the suffering, you know. So you have to experience four different types of results like that, you know.
我们只是举这个沙叶，沙为一个例子，其他的十不善业，比如说偷盗啊等等，也是一样的。你造作了一个偷盗的业的话，它就有四种，就是四种不同的果报。这样，它所得的果报呢，都是痛苦的果报。
So here the point is, if we don't want suffering, you know, if you don't want to suffer, you know, then.Shouldn't engage in killing karma. You know, once you engage one killing karma, you have to experience so much suffering. You know? By understanding that, then try to not engage in killing. You know? So again, you have to understand what does mean killing karma, how you create killing karma. You know, good to study, you know, good to know. Then from there, try to avoid, you know.
所以呢，如果我们这样去如理的去思维去分析的话呢，这样我们就可以看到造作任何一种恶业呢，他所感受到的苦的果报呢是非常非常大的。所以呢，我们就会如果真的真的完全明白的话，我们就会去避免造作这些恶业啊。比如说我们造作了一个只是杀一个众生一个也，这一生一个也，你可以这样的去分析哦，你将来就会得到的痛苦的果报是怎么样的。这样你明白的话呢，你就不会去杀害其他的众生。要是我们已经造作了哦，因为覆水难收嘛，泼出去的水是收不回的。这样我们就要懂啊，怎么样呢去净化我们所积累的这些业障。如果明白怎么样净化的话，这是非常好的。
So here, so the point is, if you don't know about karma, you don't know about killing karma, it doesn't mean, if you engage that, it doesn't mean you don't create the karma. You know, only you know the karma topic, then engage, you create karma, not like that. You know, even you don't know, you know, you engage in killing karma, you create karma.
并不说呢，我们如果不知道哦，这些恶业啊，有这些恶报啊，我们不去造作恶业，比如说我们不懂业果的道理，我们就不会去积累这些恶业。就算我们不懂业果的道理的话，我们去造作的话，同样的，我们也会这些也会得到这个果报的痛苦的果报的。
So here, so I mean, very important to know the karma.You know, how karma works, you know, it's very, very important topic, you know. So if you know well about karma, then, you know, one thing is you don't engage in the negative karma, you know, then always engaging virtuous karma, you know. All this depends how much you have understanding of karma, not only understanding, also conviction on the karma.All depend on that. You know, understand? Then conviction on karma, then of course you create less negative karma, create more virtuous karma. You know?
所以呢，这一点呢，明白业果的道理是非常重要的。我们要懂得这个业呢是怎么样产生的，它业的整个过程它是怎么操作的，然后最后呢是怎么样果报是怎样形成的。所以明白这一点呢是非常重要的。如果呢我们真的能够完全明白或者明白的非常好的话，我们就不会去造作这个恶业，我们就会尽力呢去造作这个善业。这样我们能做到多少呢？其实是看我们对这个恶业的理解程度，我们对他的信心啊，就业果的那个信心有多强多大。这样其实我们如果真的完全明白的话，我们就有了这个定解，就完完全全100%哦，我们就不会有动摇的。如果有这种定解的话呢，我们就真的就完全不会去造作任何恶业了。
So therefore, in the Lamrim also, what calls the outline there, you know, so, conviction, understanding karma and conviction on the karma is the root of all the goodness or happiness or whatever, I don't know. The outline in Lamrim.What call understanding karma and conviction on the karma is the root of all happiness. You can say that.
所以你看这个菩提道次第啊，它的那个大纲，你每次看这种菩提道次第的书，它这边都有一个大纲。哦，你可以纲领的话，你看，所以你看这个纲领的话呢，它会跟你说，明白业果的道理，思维业果，然后呢，过后呢，就有一个根本断除啊，根本断除啊，就 我就讲讲最主要的能用于正知正念，不断观察反省，并从身口意三门立立遮止恶行，行诸善行，才是真实的修行。业果的道理是借善品的根本，并且从根本恒常的思维与修习业果的道理。如是思维之后，应如何遮止恶行？对十恶业不可发起欲行之心，应多修习静思，实不善行之法，从意根本上多根。根上根本断除，所以他有思以正行静止之理。所以呢，如果你能完全明白，然后从根本上断除这个恶业的话呢，这就是所有的快乐的根源。你们可以借去看的，我们的图书馆有。Can borrow from our library, ABC library.
What?
Our ABC library has all this lumbering book.
ABC library have all this book.
Yeah. Chinese also. This is found in the third lumbering Chen Mo Chinese translation. The third book.
Anyway, all in lumbering. So good to get the book. Good to read.So you don't understand, then when come class, you should ask.
So, 呢，其实你可以去找这些菩提道次第的书来看呢，里面都有这些摘要的。然后呢，其实阅读这些经典是非常好的。要是你读了之后呢，不明白的话呢，在上课的时候，像上课的时候，你就可以问问题、发问了。
So therefore, also in the foundation of good quality, we're talking there. So binding, firm, and definite conviction in this. So that means karma, you know?
然后呢，在这个功德本颂里面呢，也有讲这个业果的道理。不过是英文的不大一样。就你的第三个寄颂。并且确知黑白业诸果，确知就是完完全全的明白，心里没有任何的疑问。
So like that, so very important finding this conviction on the karma, you know that. So not easy, you know. So therefore, please bless me always, you know, to have this kind of conviction. If you have this conviction, then you're more careful, you know.Like that, then you are careful on abandoning even the slightest negativities and accomplish all virtuous deeds. You know?
所以呢，在这个第三个寄颂里面，他用了"确知"这两个字啊。可是如果你读菩提道次菩提道次第的话，他用的是定解，就你经过思维啊分析之后呢，你得到的结论，而这个结论是你每次去思维呢，你每次都会得到同样的结论，这个结论是不会变的，所以每一次都能够这样做的话，你觉得诶，这是100%正确的话，你就可以确知黑白业诸果。这样你有这个定解的时候呢，你就知道这个业果是怎么样的操作的，在怎样操作的时候呢，你就会很小心的守护你的身口意三门。所以这第四个寄颂讲的，然后令我时时不放逸，这不放逸讲的就是你会守护你的身口意三门。那它结果是什么呢？众恶中连小罪皆断除，就连最小最细微的那个恶业呢，你都不会去造作，所以你就能够呢成就一切善法。
So it's very interesting, you know, if you have this conviction, you know, real understanding of karma, then what you call if you understand. lost. Anyway, so ideas, if you have good understanding, karma, conviction, then even you suffer, you know, even you have suffer, even you have difficult time, this difficult, you are able to manage by yourself, you know.
所以呢，如果你有这个定解的话，就是你真正的明国业果得到理，或者是你对业果道理有很好的了解的话呢，当你在你的生活中呢遇到困难或感受到痛苦的时候呢，你就能够明白它是怎样的，它是怎样发生这样操作，所以呢，你就能够接受，你就能够面对。So,
If you understand the karma well, whatever suffering one experience, or sickness, or problem, you know, whatever you experience, you know, we're able to understand. This is due to our past karma, you know, related to different karma, you know. So like, then you're able to understand that. Truly you understand that. Then you're able to accept that. When you accept that, I think less difficulty in the mind. You know? So same time, also, if you look deeper, then you're able to enjoy that. You know, because of my past karma, I experienced that. By experiencing this problem, I purify my past, having negative karma. You really understand that, even you're able to enjoy that, you know? If you cannot enjoy, at least you are able to accept. You know? So that's very good. You know?
所以呢，我们怎么样知道我们对业果的了解有多深呢？所以这是天荣觉跟我们讲的一个，就菩提道次第又开始的。如果呢，我们真的明白 业果的道理的话，当我们本身遇到问题的时候，当我们本身遇到一些问题，感受到痛苦，或者可能自身有些病痛的时候呢，如果你真的明白业果的道理，你的你每天都去思维啊，都分析，你都已经得到了个定解，或者明白了它是怎么一回事的话，你就会了解，哎，我现在所感受到的痛苦，其实呢是我过去生恶业现在成熟了，我的 恶业的义属果成熟了，这样如果你真正的了解的话，你就能够坦然的接受，哎，这是我过去生造作的恶业所带来的，所以呢，你就能够接受，你就不会怨天尤地啊，天啊，为什么只是我啊，不是别人啊，什么之类的，你就能够接受。这样如果你能够接受的话呢，你在心理上你所感受到的痛苦呢，其实就会减少。 因为你能够接受，如果你能够进一步去分析、去思维的话，哎，你甚至会变成是一种快乐的泉源呢，快乐的因素。为什么呢？你可能会感觉到快乐。为什么呢？因为你充分了解到我现在感受到的病痛、痛苦，是因为我过去生造作的大恶业，现在成熟了。
现在我遇到佛法了，我向佛皈依了，所以这个恶报呢就快速成熟，快速成熟让我感受到呢只是这一生的短暂的痛苦，它不会把我造成来生的大痛苦，所以他现在已经跟随着这样的病痛呢去进化掉了，所以呢我来生呢就不需要再感受到这样的痛苦的果报。你这样一想的话，哇，你心里就感到很高兴很快乐了，因为来生呢不用 坠入三恶道，你现在只以这种病痛的方式、痛苦的方式，把以前过去造作的恶缘呢净化掉了。如果能够这样去分析思维的话，你甚至呢会感到一种快乐，这个可能还感觉到，哎呀，给我越多越好，我把它完全净化掉，太夸张了。<笑> 就算你不能够说真的去享受这样的进化过程的话，至少你也能够明白，你能够接受，这是因为我过去的恶报成熟了。
I don't know, the word may be like that, I'm not sure. Turning
turning the problem into part. Yeah?
Transforming the problem.
Yeah, transforming the problem into the part, transforming problem into the practice, whatever. Yeah.
所以呢，在英文里面就有句话时常讲的，就是我们在上英文佛法班，他讲 transforming the problem into the powerful into the practice， 就是呢，转换我们的痛苦，转换我们的问题为解脱之道啊，为我们的修行，就是把我们所遇到的问题呢，把它转，把它化掉，把它变成是我们的修行。
Okay, so the idea is that, you know, we suffer, you know, I mean, we have difficult time, we have problem, you know, we have all sort of problem in the life, so.
Auntie is saying that means we must have very deep conviction in how the karma works.
Words.
So whatever we experience, actually what we have done, the negative karma actually ripens in this life. Whatever we have done in the past, so it ripens in this life.
对
Bye. So actually we must actually repent every day what we have done in the past.We must actually feel regret for whatever we have done in the past. Yeah. 对 Auntie. 一起棒
So this is extremely important topic in karma, you know. Study, good understanding, then conviction on karma is extremely important topic, you know. So, in this way, you know, then you're able to transform the problem into path, into positive, you know. So like that.
所以呢，其实这个业果的道理呢是非常重要的，在我们修行里面是非常重要的。这样首先呢，我们当然要去多闻去听闻这个业果的道理，或者是自己去读一下这些菩提道次第啦、经书啦，关于业果的道理。所以可以听闻，可以自己去读。然后呢，听闻读了之后呢，我们要去思维去思考。这思维呢，这修啊，不一定要坐下来端端正正的了，就你可以去思考啊，去反思啊，就用比较现代化的华语去讲，去思维这业果呢，到底它的道理啊是通不通的，是不是这样的？然后呢，如果你每次去思维、去分析过后呢，你都会得出相同的道理、相同的结论的话，哦，它是这样这样的。这样呢，你每次从各种各样的角度去思维去分析各种各样的不是善业啊不善业，你都去思维的话，你得到同样的结论的话呢，你就会有个定解，就一个结论出来了，定解，这定解是不会变的。这样你就能够，当你遇到问题的时候呢，你就能够转化你的问题呢为修道之用。
So like that, you know, then, as I mentioned, you know, you really could understand karma, then able to accept, even deeper, you're able to enjoy, you know.
所以呢，在佛经上也有讲过的，如果你对这个业果的道理呢，有很好的了解的话，当问题发生在你的身上的时候，你就能够接受你所面对的问题或者说你面对的痛苦。这样如果你对业果真的有很非常深入的了解的话呢，你甚至呢会感到快乐会享受你的问题。
So then even deeper, you know, then you're able to make the prayer, you know, by experiencing this suffering, you know, may all other sentient being suffering, I don't know what is dry up. That means may other sentient being never suffer. May I experience all sentient beings suffering with this suffering. No, so may other sentient beings never suffer like this. May myself alone suffer all the sentient beings suffering. May all the sentient beings free from suffering. You know, you able to think deeper way. You know, like that. You able to make that kind of prayer. You know, like that.
所以呢，如果你能够更深入一层的话呢，当你在感受这痛苦的时候，你在转换这个痛苦呢，你在享受这痛苦呢，因为你过以后呢，就不需要再面对这样痛苦的话，你可以更深入的，甚至发心呢，发心去祈祷，愿我承受这样的痛苦。当我在承受这样痛苦的时候呢，让我呢能够免除众生所有的痛苦。愿我承受愿我承受所有的众生的痛苦，将来呢他们就不必承受任何的痛苦。如果你能发出这样广大的无量的心怀的话呢，这是更进一步的更深的。所以刚才我没有太夸张了。
So like that, you know, so I mean, depend how you think, you know, how much you can think, you know, if you think like that, you know, so then you wish for everyone free from suffering like that, you know, so like that, so your mind is more open, you know, so then oneself becomes such a small issue, you know, so like that, then even your suffering, you know, you joy.So by speaking that, may all sentient beings free, you know, like that. So you feel so much joy like that.
所以呢，更深入一层的，就是说，其实你能够更深入一层的去发心的话呢，其实是看你的自己的心量有多大。如果你心量能够很大很大的广阔无边的话呢，当然是最好的。所以呢，你就能够愿所有的众生呢都能免除承受一切痛苦。所以呢，愿我能代替所有的众生呢承受他们所感受的一切痛苦。所以当你在感受到这样的痛苦的时候呢，因为你发了这样大的广大的无量的心，所以呢你其实呢你会感受到很快乐，所以呢你就能够随喜。
So same thing also then when you so here so when you understand karma so then so you understand this you know what you suffer is come from your own karma so you really understand so you don't want sufferingSo therefore, you really understand not to engage in negative action. You know? So it's very, very helpful. You know? So from there, then you don't engage in negative karma. You know?
所以我们可以看呢，这里其实是有不同层次的，它有不同层次的那个思维的修行的方法。所以呢，首先呢，我们是讲到了解业果的道理。在了解业果的道理呢，我们可以从自己本身所面对的开始。比如说，如果当我们感受到痛苦的时候，苦的果报的时候，得到苦的果报的时候，我们就可以思维，这苦的果报是从哪里来的呢？这样我们去分析的话，我们就可以发现，其实是由自己造作而来，可能自己的过去生呢所造作的果报，恶的果报呢，所以今生成熟了。所以在你明白了之后呢，你就想，这造作这个恶业呢，其实是会有恶的果报。若有恶的果报呢，那恶的果报在三恶道什么，它其实是很大的痛苦的。这样我们是不想要得到任何的痛苦的，所以既然我们不想要得到任何的痛苦，我们就应该避免去造作这些恶业。
So it's important. So if you really have good understand karma like that, so conviction, you know, understanding, then of course, you know, you don't blame for other whatever problem is our own karma. You don't blame, you know. Sometimes get sickness, we have some problem, we always blame outside, you know.No, maybe that. Yeah, we always blame outside. So it becomes more unhappy. You know? So you understand karma, it's come from your karma, you know, like that. So you don't blame outside. You know, sometimes we look so much reason why I'm like that, why, but there's no answer. You know, answer is, the real answer is about karma. You know?
所以呢，明白业果的道理，它的重要性啊，就不言而喻了，不需要多讲了。这样除了明白，其实呢，我们去做思维修的时候呢，我们应该有一个定解，得到一个定解。这样，如果我们真的如理去修呢，真的明白业果的道理的话呢，当发生问题的时候呢，我们就不会把矛头指向别人，我们就不会怪别人啊，都是因为这个人、这个人、我那个人他做了什么。好，我们就明白，哎，原来我们所面对的问题，或者是我们所得到的那个病痛呢，其实是过去的业恶业成熟了，所以呢，我们就不会一直怪别人，我们也不会因此而感到不开心了。这是如果你真的是明白业果的道理的话，这样你就会说，哎呀，为什么总是我，哎呀，为什么我这样，为什么我会感受到啊，我这样不幸的，别人这样幸运的，你就不会有这样的怎么讲呢，这样的情绪。因为呢，明白真正的操作，在幕后操作那个黑手，其实呢就是我们的业。
So sometimes also, sometimes people think that, oh, this is my karma. You know, just say the words, you know, like can't do anything, this is my karma, like that. Then say unhappily like that, but not like that, you know. Sometimes people say, oh, this is my karma, nothing to do like that. You know, some people say this kind of expression unhappily, you know, like that.
像这个业呢，可能有些人会有些比较极端啊，比较消极哦，他们可能呢遇到问题的时候呢，他们可能很不开心，这样，哎呀，这就是我的业咯，这样对不对
？But when you say that, you know, this is my karma, say with happy mind, not with unhappy mind. With a happy mind, this is my karma.
其实如果这人这样讲的话，哎呀，这就是我业了。你懂，他其实还不是明白业果的道理。如果真的明白业果的道理的话，哦，这些人遇到问题的时候应该很高兴的，哎呀，这就是我的业。
So this is needed. You know, I see many people say, oh, this is my karma. Say negative way. You know? So it shouldn't be that way. This is my karma. So,say positive way, you know, then accept, you know, with the happy mind, not the unhappy mind, yeah.
哎呀，刚才有点 drama. 其实就是上次看到很多人其实在讲，他们有可能有上过一些佛法班啊，佛学课程听过，所以他遇到问题的时候，他其实很消极的，他就讲，哎呀，这就是我的业咯。他什么都觉得，哎呀，没有办法了，就这样了。其实如果你真正明白的话呢，其实你在讲这句话的时候呢，你应该是一种非常快乐的心态来讲，你应该是很积极的，你应该是能够接受这样的状况了，所以你应该讲，嗯，这就是我的业。
So whole idea is that, so, you know, transforming the problem into practice, so this is the most important.You really could understand karma, then, you know, you won't be unhappy. You're able to transform this problem into practice, into positive, like that.
所以呢，如果我们去这样如理的修行的话呢，我们就会能够化解问题为道用啊。所以它是一个非常正面的、非常积极的一种心态。
So I mean, can be looked in many different ways. You know, this problem become the best teacher. You know, this problem become the best teacher. Want to change, you know.
所以呢，我们可以从另外一个角度来看。当然，我们看待每样东西可以从方方面面来看。所以，当我们遇到问题的时候，或者感受到痛苦的时候呢，其实这个问题、这个痛苦呢，就是我们最好的导师了。因为呢，他告诉我们呢，我们需要做出改变。
So like that. So same thing. Also, this another advice is same thing. In life, we suffer, we experience happiness.We suffer, we enjoy, also we suffer. You know, I mean, this, our life is up and down. You know, we enjoy many things also. You know, sometimes happy mind, sometimes enjoy, so this and that. So here another advice also given. Whatever happiness, enjoy. Whatever happiness happened to you, whatever you enjoy in the life. Also, you have to understand this comes from the good karma. You know, not from the negative karma. It's from the virtuous karma.Because of that, you are able to enjoy this thing, you know.
所以呢，在我们的一生当中呢，我们会有很多很多的起起落落。有时候呢，我们会感受到痛苦啊，遇到问题啊。有时候呢，我们却感到非常的开心啊。所以呢，在我们感受到痛苦的时候，可能我们就觉得很有点不开心了、啊，不开心。当我感受到快乐的时，有快乐的时候呢，我们的心情啊，可能是非常好的。所以其实不论呢、啊，不论我们感受到开心或者是不开心，其实都是我们的业报，业的关系。所以当我们感到非常开心的时候啊，我们觉得哎，事事好像都很顺利啊，很顺心啊，这是因为呢，我们的过去生所造作的善业它成熟了，因为它成熟了，所以呢，我们才能够这样的去享受这样的快乐。
So again, if you understand this karma, you know, all the happiness come from the good karma. You know, you enjoy this time.You understand this comes from good karma. From there, then you want everlasting happiness. You will understand that. Then you will engage on the virtues. You know? You are able to accumulate virtuous karma. You know, more like that, you know, always engaging virtuous karma. That will happen too.
所以当你明白呢，其实我们的快乐是源自我们的善业的话，是我们过去呢造下的善业的话，这样你可能就像要有更多更多的快乐的话，这样你就必须呢去造作善业，这样你就会非常积极的时时常常的去积累这个善业。
So then you feel so much joy, you know, you feel so much joy to create virtuous karma. If you understand that, you know, you feel so much joy.Because normally we don't understand this. Because creating virtues become difficult. If you understand this, you know, come from good karma, what you enjoy, all this come from good karma, then engaging, creating virtuous karma is not difficult. You know, you willingly, happily engage in virtuous karma. If you understand how the karma works, you know.
所以如果我们真正明白的话，这个业果的道理的话呢，这样呢，我们感受到快乐的时候，我们知道，诶，这其实是源自我们造作的善业的话，这样你就会有这个积极的动力啊，不断很积极的去造作的善业。因为通常呢，一般人来讲，要你去造这善业呢，我们觉得有点困难，或者有点阻力啊，要人家去推啊什么，有点阻力。可是当你真正明白业果的道理的话呢，你就会很积极的去造作这个善业。
Okay, so like that. So, and I mean, so my point is when you enjoy.All happiness, what you have, what you experience, come from good karma. Then, there's no difficult engaging virtuous karma like that. So extremely important, you know.
所以当你在享受快乐的时候，你能够思维，诶，我现在所感受到的快乐，这个快乐的果报呢，是来自过去所造下的因。造下因是什么呢？是因为过去我造作的善业。所以你如果这样明白 这一层道理的话呢，要你去造作这个善业，继续去造作这个善业的时候呢，就不难了。
So then, you know, then also you can dedicate, you know, whatever you enjoy, whatever happiness you experience also is come from virtuous karma.Then, same time, you dedicate, you know, for other sentient beings. May all sentient beings experience, you know, a sky of happiness like that. May all sentient beings enjoy, like my enjoyment. You know, may all sentient beings experience or enjoy a sky of happiness like that. So you can fully dedicate to other.
所以呢，当我们在享受我们快乐的果报，感受到快乐的时候呢，我们的善业成熟的时候呢，我们也不用随便把它浪费掉，我们其实可以回向啊，回向给所有的众生，就是在你感受到善业的时候，你可以发起这个大的心量，说愿众生呢都能得到这样的快乐，愿众生呢都能享有这样的快乐，他们都像我这样得到这样快乐的果报。
So it's very interesting. So when you dedicate like that, so that meansI mean, when you say love, you know, normally you say love and compassion, so that is the love, you know. When you have this kind of wish, you know, may all sentient beings enjoy the happiness like mine, you know. Whatever you enjoy like that, even more, you know, like sky of happiness they enjoy. You know, when you really think from your heart, you know, not only saying from the prayer, but you say from your heart, think from the heart like that, so that you are developing the love.You know, you open your heart to others. So that means whenever anyone will enjoy some happiness better than oneself, then there's no jealous, you know, always feeling happy like that. You know, so much happiness you feel in your mind. You know, when you love, there's no jealous like that. You know,
这样的发心，这样的心态啊，我们讲修就是修我们这个心啊，其实是非常有趣的。因为当我们这样在回向的时候啊，比如说呢，愿所有的众生呢都能得到，都能享有这样的快乐，像我这样得到这样的快乐，其实呢，就是一种慈爱的心，这种爱心来的。所以，当我们能从心里面这样的去发心的话，我们就会升起这个慈爱的这心量。这慈爱心量有时候是很有趣，怎么说它有趣？就当我们能够升起这样的慈爱的心的话呢，当我们看到别人有享有比我们更好、更大的快乐的时候呢，我们其实呢就不会去妒忌那个人，我们就没有这个妒忌心了。
Okay, so I mean the karma, topic of karma is really, really important to understand, you know. If you understand well, the happiness is start, you know.
所以呢，我们要尽力去明白，还有去深信啊，这个业果的道理。
Yeah, so here, so like that, whoever, I mean, who is better than oneself or...Well, you know, sometimes we see somebody better than us, somebody doing better than us, you know, then we be jealous or this and that because not understanding the karma. If you understand karma, whatever other people enjoy, this come from that good karma, you know, so you understand that. You want that kind of better, then you must create a cause, you know, instead of jealousy.You create cause, you know, yourself, like that, you know, so it's extremely important, you know.
所以当我们看到别人 比我们享受到更大的快乐，就是说他们的福报比我们更好，或者他们生活比我们更好的话呢，通常有时候我们会妒忌那个人，我觉得哎呀，那个人为什么这样比我好，我们会这样的心态会升起。可是如果当你明白了，你有升起这个慈爱的心量的时候呢，你就不会去妒忌那个人，这样你就会想，哎，为什么他能够享有这样大的福报？如果我也要有这样的福报、这样的快乐的话，这样我更应该去积极的去造作这种大福报的因呢，积极的去造作这个善业。所以呢，你的那个妒忌心呢就会消失掉。
Okay, like that. So when you experience happiness, you know, you understand from good karma. So again, you want happiness, then you have to create good karma continually. You know, so that will happen. So by experiencing suffering, you understand this come from the negative karma. So from you really understand that you're able to avoid engaging negative karma. You know.So it's very, very useful. No?
所以我们可以从两个层面来看。如果呢，我们看到的快乐，我们感受到快乐的话呢，我们就可以去思维，哎，其实呢，这是源自我们以前过去所造作的善业。如果我们想要继续享有这样快乐的果报的话呢，我们就应该不间断的去造作善业，因为善业呢可以让我们在未来呢继续得到这样快乐。从另外一个方面来讲呢，当我们感受到痛苦的时候呢，我们就会去思维去分析，哎，这其实是过去我们所造作的恶业所带来的，这样我不要再感受这样的痛苦。如果我不要感受这样的痛苦，将来也不要继续这样痛苦的话，我现在呢就应该积极的去避免造作恶业，而且是要不间断的不去造作这个恶业。
Oh, like that. So, I don't know. Huh? Okay. No. Huh? So, yeah. So, the topic here is like that. So, yeah, finding conviction. Definite conviction in faith. Please bless me. Always be careful to abandon even the slightest negativities and accumulate all virtuous deeds. You know? So, I mean, it's just a small...word there, but I mean, you know, the karma topic is very deep, you know, almost impossible to explain by logic, you know, about the karma, how karma works, you know. It's very difficult to understand like that, so must always pray, you know, like that. Have this understanding, always pray, may I have this conviction on karma like that, you know, praying to theBuddha, Dhamma, Sangha, like that, so.
这个业果的道理呢，大致上就是这样哦。上师讲他也不谈，这个不用翻了。就所以呢，他主要的就是说我们要深信业果的道理，就说呢。我们要积极的去积累这个福报，然后呢，我们要遏止恶业，所以呢，连最小的恶呢，最小的罪呢，都应该去断除，然后最小的善呢，我们去应该去造作。这个业果的道理，它其实是非常的深的，不能完完全全用逻辑去分析去解释的，因为它真的是太细微、太深、太深了，所以它是。很难呢、用完完全全用逻辑来一一分析一一解释的，所以我们可以时常的向三宝祈请哦，祈请三宝哦，让我们能够对业果的道理的升起这个坚信不疑的定解。
Okay, I think that's it. You have a question, then ask one, huh?
所以今天呢就讲到这里，如果有问题的话大家可以发问，就一个问题，现在有时间给一个问题。 CEO 请来拿麦。
Rinpoche, 刚才我听到一半，忽然间我的脑里想到那些野兽，也就是那些吃肉的野兽，他们很惨的，因为他们为了生活一直要杀生，每天每两天都杀一次。那么如果这样的，如果是一年就杀百多个，到他们的时候，他们活二十年就杀很多个，那么他们的业，那个恶业不是很惨，又要掉到那个地狱那边，那么又让等牛跑，等牛跑了又在投身在野兽，那么他们这样一直这样，怎么去解脱呢？所以我就想，他们不是很惨，这样才去度他们。
You translate yourself.
Rinpoche, during the
short one, huh?
During the talk, my mind was suddenly, I have this thought that thinking of those animals, they actually like carnivore animals, they always, because of the living, they have to kill and kill and kill. And every 2-3 days they kill, then in 1 year they kill so many hundreds of killing, then in the life 20 years or what, they kill 100 and 100. Then in that case, they will go to hell. After they go to hell, then after they reborn, they have this killing again. Then it will never end, no? So how to save them?
Now it's your more translate. Sorry, because of the mic echo, I didn't really get it.
How to help those who are born as animals? Because when they are born as animals, they actually eat other animals. So if they eat other animals, in that lifetime, they have created many killing karma. So there's no way, you know, they can be liberated. After that, they will actually fall into a lower realm. But they come out again, they will kill again because of the karma, because of their disposition. So there's no way for them to be liberated. So how do we actually help them?
So, one way is difficult. Yeah? One way is difficult. Once you take rebirth, like that kind of rebirth, one way is almost impossible to have one way. You know? So, therefore, I'm talking, make sure we don't take that kind of rebirth. Yeah? My point is that.
So, it's from 一个角度来看呢、啊，就从一个角度来看，真的如果要让他们解脱的话，从轮回中解脱是非常难的。当众生坠入三恶道，任何一个三恶道，其实是很难很难从这个恶道中呢解脱出来的。所以呢，所以他给我们的给我们的启示啊，就是我们其实应该尽量避免我们自己跌入这个三恶道中。
啊 so, like that, so,
Does animal liberation help?
So first is make sure oneself doesn't take that kind of report. That's the important message. Yeah.
所以这里最重要的讯息就是我们自己了，因为我们先要管好自己，我们自己呢要保证呢自己呢不会坠入任何三恶道。
So what I'm saying is we have this all opportunity now, you know, what to do, what not to do, how to create merit, how to avoid negative, we all know that. So now point is much, must put in practice. You know, you look, you know, as you mentioned, you look at animal, we have to survive and killing. There's no other option. You know, you take that kind of report, you look logically, you look how to come back. Impossible.
So, here, the most important message is, as I just said, to avoid falling into these three paths. Because to escape from these three paths is too difficult. So, now, when we still have this life, when we have different kinds of opportunities, we have to be very clear to know what we should do, what we shouldn't do. So, we should try to avoid falling into these evil.所以我们现在呢就开始需要这样做。如果你能够这样做的话呢，你就现在就开始修行了，你的修行就开始了。所以刚才他Mr. Law 讲的这个例子呢，其实就显而易见了，很容易就看得出，当一个众生呢坠入到这个畜生道，成为一个畜生呢，就是动物的时候呢，他为了生存呢，他不得已要去杀害其他的同伴或者其他的动物。所以呢，当一个众生呢陷入或坠入这样的轮回里面，投生到动物道去的时候呢，我们去这样的去用逻辑来分析的话，我们可以看到要从这个三恶道解脱，让这众生从三恶道解脱出来，几乎是不可能的一件事。
So like that, so seeing that kind of example, you know, seeing that kind of animal situation, then you can imagine if you take that kind of rebirth, what will happen, you know, almost impossible, you know? So like that, so therefore, then you must do something, you know, great virtues now, you know, avoid the negative. You know, all this happened because of negative karma. They take that kind of rebirth. One, they take this kind of rebirth, almost impossible to come back. You know, I'd mentioned before, suffer, almost endless suffering.
所以当我们看到畜生道的时候呢，我们就要可以去思考啊，要是呢有一天呢，当我们自己也坠入这个动物道、这畜生道的时候，我们有的这样的来生的话呢，我们该怎么办？所以呢，我们现在呢就应该积极的去做一些东西啊，避免自己啊坠入这个三恶道里面。好，这样怎么样避免自己呢？所以你看到这个动物的时候，你可以想到，哎，其实是因为他们造作了恶业，他们过去呢造作了恶业，所以呢他们在这一生里面呢就坠入了这个畜生道去了。当他们坠入这个畜生道去的时候，他们有没有机会翻身呢？有没有机会再重新呢投入善道里面呢？所以你看看他们的处境，他们所面对的处境几乎是不可能的。所以呢他们自己呢是长时间呢都在痛苦之中的，而且他们造作的痛苦呢不只是短暂的痛苦，几乎是一个连续性的恶性循环。所以要跳出来呢真的是很难很难的一件事。
SoBut then again, of course, how to help these sentient beings. You know, so as I mentioned, very beginning, today, just now, very beginning, how much benefit, you know, just hearing the Buddha's name, how much merit you collected, I mentioned beginning. Just hearing Buddha's name, just seeing the Buddha's picture, you know, how much merit you create, I mentioned before.
所以怎么样帮助这些众生呢？在我们今天开示前呢，其实Kenrom J 已经讲了，就是说呢，当我们能够听闻佛的洪名，听到佛的，就算是一尊佛的名字啊，他的佛的洪名，或者我们见到佛的形象啊，我们在那一刻，我们就积累了很大的福德。
Okay, so therefore, with this.I mean, to help the sentient beings, that's why we do the animal liberation. You know, no other reason to help them. There's no other way. not like us. No, there's no other method. No, that's why we bless, recite the mantra, you know, bring around the holy object. You know, so say different mantra, Buddha's name like that, by hearing or seeing the holy object. So that's the only method we can, no other option. You cannot teach, you cannot change their mind like us. So that's the only way, you know. So that's only we can do that, you know. Also that depends on those sentient beings who have opportunity. Not every sentient beings, every animal have this opportunity also, you know.
所以呢，我们应该怎么样帮助这些坠入三恶道的众生？比如说这些动物们，这样我们就有所谓的放生仪式。在放生仪式里面呢，我们通常都会念一些佛的名号，我们会念不同的佛的红名啊，比如说药师佛啊、本师释迦牟尼佛等等这些佛的名号。这样呢，有时候呢，如果也参加我们的中心的放生仪式的话，我们也会拿这些众生呢去绕佛啊、绕塔等等。因为呢，通过这样的形式呢，这些众生呢，他们就可以听闻。 他们也是有那个听觉的，可以听到佛的红名啊。这样绕佛，他们也看到佛的形象啊。这样的话呢，他们就会积累这个功德福德。这样由于这样的缘故呢，他们下一生呢就能够从这个恶道里面呢解脱出来啊。当然还有不同的方法了。这样会因为呢这些众生呢，他们 的处境啊，他们没有太多的机会能够积累这个福德，所以我们通过这样的方式呢，帮助他们。
Oh, like that, huh? There's still some hope. In this way, you still the sentient being have some hope there, you know, so like that. So we have opportunity to help that, you know. So do much as possible. When an animal liberation doesn't mean just save from the life, it doesn't mean only that. Of course, saving life is good. Not only that. The whole idea is, you know, creating merit, you know, much as possible for them, you know. So that free from ocean of samsara, like that.
所以呢, 这些动物啊，其实他们还有一线希望了，不是完全没有希望。所以我们还是有机会呢，能够帮助他们。像我们当然我们讲这放生啊，参加放生放生，并不只是救助这个生命而已，一条生命有两条生命而已。这当然救助生命是非常非常有意义的。可是呢，更重要的就是整个放生的背后的意义呢，是让这些众生呢能够积累这个福德。在积累这个福德呢，他们就有机会能够遇到将来遇到佛法，就有机会呢能够从这个轮回当中完全的解脱出来。
Okay, that's all for today. So今天就讲到这里为止.
Next week don't have.
What? Bisade already?
Oh, Bisade. Okay, next week Bisade don't have. Seven.
Bisade don't have.
7th of May, Bisade.
Bisade.
So the talk will be at the Tentage.
Come to Tentage.
下个星期没有课，为什么下个星期没有课呢？因为下星期呢，我们的佛法开始是在阿育尼地铁站草场那个广场，我们会晚上7:30，7:30，就Cambridge会开始，这给所有的公众的一个开始。所以下个星期下午没有课，你要听的话，要7:30到我们阿育尼地铁站广场的那个 营帐那边去听7:30，What's the topic? How about 14? 14 of May.
Don't have. Angela. So it's 21st of May.
OK， 下个月，下个星期五月七号是晚上七点半，在安云里地铁站。七点，对不起，七点在安云地铁站。其实有两个开示，一个是星期天的，一个是星期三没有。要两个，一个是如何修律度母，如何修how to practice Tara 如何修度母，度母的修法，另外一个我忘了是什么了他们有发给我然后七月不七五月十四号没有上课，后个星期就是五月二十一号我们才上课。下个星期是晚上七点，五月七号是晚上七点，在阿育尼地铁站操场。五月十四号我们休息，然后五月二十一号我们才开始。OK， 好，现在我们做回向。Now we'll do dedication.在那个比较大的那个日常颂文第三十二面，英文的是三十一面，三十二面回向，愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，未生令其速生起，已生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。三十四面，勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向，正如一切三十善事佛所赞种种回向中最甚。为行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。谢谢大家，我们下个星期天晚上七点见。